Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
We start with a coronavirus update. I'm Chris Brenta with your news. According to the Wyoming Department of Health, there are 410 new confirmed cases as of yesterday of coronavirus. In addition to that, there were 46 reported new probable cases. In good COVID news to report, there were 740 new recoveries. That put the number of active cases below 2,000. Locally in Campbell County, there are 219 active coronavirus cases. Hospitalizations also have dropped as well statewide, as Wyoming has 24 COVID patients in ICU beds, leaving 55% of ICU beds open. K-12 school enrollment in Campbell County is down and statewide, according to a report by the Wyoming Department of Education. The Campbell County School District has 8,567 students currently enrolled. According to the Gillette News Record, that makes Campbell County third regarding enrollment throughout the state. Now, the total is 263 K-12 kids, fewer than last year's total in Campbell County. Statewide enrollment is just under 92,000. That's just under 1,900 less students from the total students from 2019 statewide. Now, Campbell County's enrollment numbers are the lowest numbers since 2011. And Congress has passed a new COVID relief stimulus bill. They've made it official. Here are the details from Diana Ohick from CNBC.
After months of delays, disputes, and what seemed like endless debate, Congress finally cleared a $900 billion coronavirus relief package just before midnight last night, and with it, a $1.4 trillion bill that funds the government through the fiscal year. The final vote in the House was 359 to 53. The Senate passed it 92 to 6. Two senators missed the vote.
The bill should be on the president's desk later this week, and Trump is expected to sign it. We'll have more details in the coming days. That is your Basin Radio Network news update. To hear the full report again, go to basinsradio.com.